The halacha is that a sukkah has to be shtam kilchasan v'shlishis afilu tefach, two full walls and one wall, which is a tefach. Now the Biskarov had a very yesodistic hakira in how to understand this din. Is it the pshat that the Torah is makbid on a certain number of walls? You need three walls. Two of them should be complete, one could be partial, but it's the there's a specific number of walls that you need, and that's shlosha. Or is it pshat that the Torah is not makbid on a number of walls? That's not the point. The Torah is makbid on a certain type of enclosure. The Torah wants you to be surrounded by a certain type of structure, which equals that shape of shtam kilchasan v'shlishis safilu tafach, sort of an L shape with another tafach. That is the type of enclosure that you need, which happens to be provided by three walls. But lo yitzir, you can have that enclosure without three walls. There's no kapeda bedafka on having three walls. So is it a din in walls or a din in the enclosure? What would be the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be very simple. If you have a V-shaped sukkah, you have a sukkah in the shape of a V, you have one line going to the right, one going to the left, and they meet in the middle, and it's like the letter V, is that a kosher sukkah or not? So if the pshat is, if the Torah is makbid on having three walls, and avad, it's no good, you only have two walls, you don't have three. But if the Torah is makbid on that type of enclosure that's provided by a structure of shtam kilchasan v'shlishis afilu tafach, so if you have a V-shaped sukkah, you have that. It's even better. It's even more enclosed than a shtam kilchasan v'shlishis afilu tafach. You're totally enclosed, and the tutzdalim is just one opening in the top, on the top of the V, and that l'chayr would be kosher. So that's the shayla that he had, is a din in an enclosure, a din in defanis. And the Biskarov brought a gevaldik raya from the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Lamed Zayin, that it is a din in Tfanis. So the Gemara over there in Daf Lamed Zayin has a similar sugya to our sugya before in Daf Vav about Yeshem Lemekra, Aim Lemesaris, but the Gemara adds one Havamina which we don't find in our sugya, and that is when the Gemara is darshaning the Pesukim, the Gemara says, Ve'ema, why don't we say that Ahani Merkav, Ahani Masaris, Chamisha Dafnasa Boy Lemebin? The Gemara has a Havamina that maybe a sukkah requires five Tfanis. You need five walls for a sukkah, which would be some type of shape, but like a pentagon, five different walls, five walls. That's the way a sukkah has to be. That's the havamina of the Gemara. So, Frekta Biskarov, he says, what type of havamina is that? What sense does it make to require five walls in your sukkah? If the pshat is that the Torah requires a certain type of structure and certain type of enclosure that you have to be, that is provided by shtam kachasan v'shishas v'lo tafach, so then the question is, do you need an enclosure of two walls, of three walls, four walls? Once you have four walls, ein lecha enclosure g'dayla mizu, there's no, you can't be more enclosed than four walls, you're totally sasim, mal tzadim. It doesn't make any sense to have a havamina to require another wall, to throw in a fifth wall. That's not making you any more enclosed, it's not adding to the steam of the sukkah. So if the Gemara has a havamina that you would need five dfanas, is a din of five walls, behechech zok to biskarav, you see that the din of shtam kilchasam shishav v'latafach is not a din in enclosure, but it's a din in fanas. There's a certain number of walls of Torah's matzich. It has to be three walls. In fact, in my havamina based on the pesukim, maybe you need five walls because it's a din. This is the amount of walls you need: three walls, four walls, or five walls. It's not just a din in the enclosure. Mimela zok to biskarav, it would come out lefi that. That if you have a sukkah like a V, it would be pasul because even though you have a gemalik enclosure, but you're missing the third wall. You don't have three walls, only have two walls, and that avada would be a problem. So that's the maskana of the Biskarav, the smavur from the Gemara in Zvachim, that sukkah is a din in tefanas. You need to have bedafka, the havamina five tefanas, the maskana three tefanas, but you need to have a specific number of walls. Having an enclosure without walls is not going to help you. Now, I was bothered, lochar, this is a pella from our sugya. I'm over here in Daf Zayin Amabez, Chasam Ad Aleph, says, lohadiyah, that a sukkah, asui kekibshan, is kosher. If you have a circle sukkah, it's 100% kosher, provided that you have the right amount of people sitting around, you have the right space. But a sukkah like a kibshan, if the Biskarov is right, that you need three walls, you don't have three walls over here. You basically have one wall. It's one long wall going all the way around. And you're missing your tfanas. If you learn that the pshat is, it is that three walls is just a simon on the type of enclosure that I need. So a circle is a gevaldik. Ein lecha enclosure gedoy lemizu, you're totally sasim. And that's even better than shtam kilchasam, shishabilu tafach, and avada, it's good. But the pshat is, there's a kepeda on having bedafka, three walls, one, two, three, like he proves in that Gemara by the five tfanas, and it's very hard to understand how could a circle sukkah be good. Lecha, you're missing the walls, you don't have three walls. So that's a tzarchi and a har on the Biskarav. How is he going to understand our sugya that a circle sukkah is good if there's a kepeda bedafka and three tfanas? If anyone has a beer in the Biskarav, I'd love to hear.